See, he was on the Christian side, he didn't believe in nothing like that. No quiet about. Now he said, boy, I was raised with Pastor Ryle. Well, when he started going to school, then he started to dance. That's the way me and him would get it off from them, then let him get to dancing there. Get out to the bone or wash house or something, then he'd go to dance. We'd have a fella called Bat Joe, and he'd get the patent. You ever met that man? And we'd go to bed. That's why I love it out here.
Would you ever have something at somebody's house or anything like that?
Yes. We was at the old washout while we started dancing.
Them parties they'd have, would they have them at people's houses?
Yes, sir. So they had a party one night, and I asked Mr. could I go? I said, I won't go to the party tonight. Oh, don't go on it. What you won't go to a party down there with them floats? First thing you do, somebody be to stick a knife in you or something.
Done what?
Stuck a knife in you.
Step?
Yeah.
They took a knife and did what?
It would be to stab you or something.
Yeah.
You know, they used to fight, they didn't never do it. There wasn't no shoot. They didn't fight, they didn't have nothing to shoot, really. I knock you in the head with a stick, I say, I'll take care of that. Just let me go, I ain't got to get out long. You be here at 9:30, we better be back here. Well, I couldn't, now what pleasure could you have here? By the time I get there and look at them good, I'd have to be thinking about going back to the house. Doc, I ain't gonna let you in. Well, I'd have to go back. Then she won't know. What all they doing, Flo? I'd say they having a good time. I wish I could have stayed. Well, she say, well, you could have stayed a minute longer. I said, many would got help me, Miss Kitty.
Plug, that was your...
Sir?
Plug, that was your...
Name. She called me Plug.
It wasn't your real name, it was just...
No, so that's what she just called me for the next day.
Yeah.
Next morning she said, Plug, I really think I'm mean to you, but you... See, you ain't got no people to take care of you. See, you get out there and the boys give you a fight and you get hurt or something. Well, I'm the only one to take care of you. And I'm going to take care of you before you get crippled. Now, when you get a man, you got to think about this. Well, you know I thank her for all that now. She raised me and I've been right around here all my life. And they ain't never been in a minute's trouble, nobody. The only time I ever been in the jail house, I go there to see somebody. And if I go, it's the only time I go in the courthouse, I go up there to pay tax for something. I just, that's something that can't many men say, around 90 year old now. Then there's a young fellow on the street that I meet. Well, he ain't got to speak to me, I know. From Adolf's side, age, marching, Mr. all of them, they didn't know me.